making social media work for you? Are you using it to maximize your personal or company's visibility and revenue? How can you make social media work more effectively? Unlock the secrets of the social universe with your host, Kurt Wilhelm. If you or your organization want to enjoy all of the benefits of social networking, you'll want to take notes for the next hour. Now, here is the host of the Social Universe, Kurt Wilhelm.
Hi, welcome back to the Social Universe. I hope everyone had a wonderful week, and we welcome all our listeners to the place where we find the secrets of the social media, the secrets of the social universe, and we have some wonderful guests in our lineup today, and we're going to introduce you to them in just a moment. But we also wanted to thank Planet Beach, our sponsor, for the wonderful things that they do for us and our clients. Planet Beach is a place where you can go and get a full day at the spa and get unlimited treatments if you buy a membership. So we would like to invite everybody to go down, especially to our favorite location on 59th Avenue and the 101 in Glendale. In the meantime, though, we have our special guest today who is experienced in the social media and is a local business that has spent a lot of time and effort in the social media, and so I think he's a great person to bring on with us. He also is here post-Valentine's Day. We actually had the gall to offend him and tell him that we had a spot available for him on Valentine's Day. And he was very kind and said, please, could I come a week after Valentine's Day? In a down economy, sales were up quite a bit. First, let me introduce PJ's Flowers owner, Tony Medlock, who is on approximately 19th Avenue and Northern. There in Glendale. But tell us a little about your flower shop and why it seems to be doing so well lately.
PJ's has been serving the Valley for over 25 years. I've been in charge for 15. We buy the very best flowers. We have the best designers. And we work very, very hard at marketing ourselves and work a lot in the social media realm.
Definitely so. I would say thousands of fans, at least hundreds, if not thousands, of friends, Twitter followers are also in the thousands. So the content is one of the things we're going to pick up and talk about later. But for right now, let's find out a little bit about your business, just your business itself. Tell us a little bit about how it got founded, a little bit about yourself. I have to brag on you a little bit. Tony has been responsible for large portions of the Rose Bowl parade. Is that an okay?
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about that and some of your background that has made running PJ's Flowers a little bit unique for you.
Well, my original background, I spent 10 years as a lighting director for rock and roll bands and somehow transitioned into floral design. I needed a life change. I was 30 years old. Moved to Arizona, thought a flower shop would be something great for my, at the time, wife to do, and she had no really interest in it, and here I am 15 years later, can't imagine doing anything else.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of Valentine's Day, doesn't that, was it Ashton Kutcher, what was the show that he was on where he owned the flower shop, or somebody in that show owned it?
I can't remember the name of the show, but
I think it
yeah.
may have been Valentine's Day.
It was the movie Valentine's Day. It was.
Yeah. So, that's what it reminds me of a lot when I go into your shop is that you're so in love with the business and the business loves you, your clients love you, so it's just a great place to be. One of the things that when I refer, because I do a lot of referring out, and when I refer clients that, to you, they always love that you have unique designs. Anybody who is checking in on YouTube, you'll be able to see if you want to hold up an example of one of his designs. There's a very unique aspect to it. It's always a little bit contemporary and modern, but brings the classical in, and there's just the normal standard flowers are given that really nice contemporary hue. But what inspires your decorating?
We try to do things that are very, very traditional with a twist. You know, that low and lush arrangement, that compact arrangement's very popular right now. What I brought to the studio has just a small glass container with hydrangea, has a few tulips from Holland, a few roses, a couple of other assorted flowers. Then we actually added some decorative wire to the grass. And then over here are some allium. That's actually the bloom off of an onion that we imported from Holland.
It's amazing. And what I also love is that you are not only knowledgeable about the flowers, but you're very creative in how you get them, and there's so much meaning in every one of those flowers. One of the my wife's most favorite sets of flowers that I bought for her was her favorite color is green. And so all I did was tell Tony, her favorite color is green, what can you do for her? And he made a completely green flower arrangement that was about 3 feet high, about 2 feet wide, and was very contemporary, and it's been her favorite thing ever since, and all the people at the office want to know where she got that.
Well, that's good to hear. Green is, it represents, the environment and all of that. When people say going green, I think that's made green a much more popular color. And so I find several people whose favorite color is green. Last week, a good friend of mine's a DJ, and he ordered flowers, and we did something that was all green and very stylized and unique for him as well.
Absolutely. So whatever it is that you're looking for, he can get creative and not just give you the standard stuff, which is wonderful. Now, what are some of the questions that you get hit with a lot that when people come through that door that might be good for our listeners to get an answer to?
A lot of people want to know what different flowers mean. Tulips we always like to use a lot because the meaning of tulip is a declaration of love. So we like to use tulips a lot. It's a declaration of love. So that's always a great statement. Obviously red roses mean love. White mean innocence or purity. Yellow mean friendship and other things. But the meanings of flowers are what people are really interested in a lot of the time.
Here's a good example. I was running for student body office at ASU. I won the position, and my campaign manager, I just wanted to give her something to say thank you so much. So I got her 4 dozen red roses.
Were you married at the time?
Was single at the time. Also a very, very beautiful woman. But about 3 months later, it took that long enough to percolate. She finally called and said, why did you give me red roses?
You know, I have a couple of clients that have ordered red roses, and I would ask them at the time, is that really what you want to do? Oh, absolutely. They're traditional. It's what everybody sends. And I explain a lot of times that it sometimes sends the wrong message, and often I get the call back saying, we should have taken your advice. And that's what I'd say to most people. If you're buying flowers, listen to the professional. They usually have a lot more experience and really take their suggestions to heart.
Absolutely, because it did. It sent the wrong message.
Right.
So take my advice. Talk to Tony before you purchase your flowers. You want to send the right message. The next thing that Tony does is he does something that I would like to share a little bit about, which is gifting flowers on a corporate basis. So we actually have a blog, powerofthetheflowers.com, where a lot of the stories are shared about if you give gifts to corporate members. So, you can follow Tony's example. You just don't have the ability to give them away. You need to come to PJ's Flowers and purchase them and give them away as gifts to your corporate clients. But we have done this very thing. And when we were able to, I'll give you an example. We wanted to bring on a new client. And this particular new client was very large. They were in multi-states. And we knew that we weren't going to get this deal. But to cut a long story short, we needed to close them within 24 hours or we knew we'd never close this transaction. So we went to PJ's Flowers, picked up some flowers, and delivered it to a mid-level person that we just wanted to say thank you for letting us do the presentation. We hope that you will do business with us. We got a phone call from Kansas City within 3 hours, and the Kansas City person who I'd never met before, who actually was the decision maker with the client, said, are you sitting down? And I said, well, I'm driving my car. He said, please pull over. So I did, and he said, we are going to do $3,000 a month of transactions with you for 3 years as a result of you, I quote, bringing us flowers. And that was his quote, quoting the person that we took the flowers to. So, it's amazing how much, a $20 to $100 gift can mean can matter when it actually means something. And so you can go to the blog and find out a little bit more about the many, many different experiences that I personally have had in giving away peaches, flowers, and I think that would be something that very positive for all of you to do. So with social media related, only because you, if you have great experiences, put that up on your blog, but also the social universe is very social, meaning that you've got to get out of the social media and go connect with your clients directly. What are some of your favorite ways to market that that local businesses might like to take advantage of? I know you love to network, for example.
We work very hard at networking, always looking for new clients. I'm in a bit of a unique situation because most people love flowers, and it's very easy for us to create something and take it to the client. My suggestion to most people is, if you have something tangible that you can take, a tangible piece of your work, and take it to them, similar to the flowers, that's always great. But as Kurt said, as you said earlier, just taking that small bouquet of flowers is so unexpected. It really, really does make a difference. And it really, you know, flowers have a very positive impact on people's lives. So, you know, people really do appreciate the gesture and the thought. It means that you took the time before you met with them to actually go pick something up, and you weren't just showing up saying, "Hi, I'm here. Please buy something from me."
Seriously. I mean, it's such a huge difference. I mean, I've only recently gotten into Nicholas Sparks and The Vow and everything else that's all the rage right now with all of his romance. But if I had only known how powerful flowers were, I would have had no problems with women before I got married. So if anybody's listening, it works. The same power that works in the personal field actually works in the corporate world, because there's so much meaning behind it, and it's unexpected, as you say.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about the networking that you do. I know that networking is a large part of your business, but tell us a little bit about some of your favorite things. What advice would you give for people getting into the networking field?
Most important thing is, if you're just going to go out and hand out business cards, that's really not what it's about. You know, if you're going to go to Networking Phoenix, there are 1,500 people there. Find one or two people that you can actually make a connection with, and do follow up and actually sit down and spend an hour with them and learn more about them. Phoenix, more than any other city I have been in, and I travel a lot with my job, it's all about relationships. You know, it's not, here's my card, do business with me. People want to get to know you here in the fifth largest city in the nation. So find one or two people instead of trying to hand out 1,000 business cards. Find a couple of people that you really have a connection with, follow up, send them an email, call them, make time in your schedule, and actually sit down and find out how you can each help each other with your business.
All right. Now, don't go away. We look forward to tuning in with you on the break, right, where we will be learning a lot more about trade and networking. Thank you, Tony, for coming on the show. And we definitely appreciate everything that you've done, both on the show and off the show for us.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
You betcha.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Have you wanted to use the full power of the social media for your company but aren't sure where to start? The Social Universe is the first place to turn. When you want thousands of views to your YouTube videos, as well as thousands of Facebook fans, LinkedIn contacts, and Twitter followers, the Social Universe builds your brand and gets you found. Increase new customers while creating strong new strategic relationships. Social media has become a multi-billion dollar advertising industry with methods that change daily, making it difficult to find any one particular social media company that does it all. Feel the explosive power of the social universe for your business starting today. Use the two words Voice America as your promo code when you call and receive a free $300 value. We will analyze and provide your online influence score that is backed up by a 10-page report to help you determine your current online presence and a strategy. This score is your secret key to the social universe. To move forward and unlock the mysteries of the social universe, be one of the first 100 callers to 480-296-1776 and receive a free online ad specific to your area inside our partner localblocks.com. Call now, 480-296-1776. Be social. Be local. Be found.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're listening to The Social Universe with Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment for Kurt about our program, please send an email to kurt@social-universe.com. That's K-U-R-T at social-universe.com. And now, back to the program.
Okay, welcome back. And we are retaining our guest, Tony from PJ's Flowers. We got to talking. He's so knowledgeable in the social media that we want to talk a little bit about that and a little more about his business and the types of things and reasons and seasons. In fact, let's start there. When does somebody know when they should be buying flowers? I mean, obviously when we're in love with somebody, yes, that we all know that one, but what are some of the times that it's appropriate to give flowers as a gift that may be a little bit more unknown?
Well, I'll take a different route than you're actually going down.
Sure.
We do a lot of weddings, and we always have the bride and groom come in and talk about the flowers. And I always ask the gentleman if they send flowers at this time. And about a third of them say, yeah, I'll usually grab her something at the grocery store, you know, every couple of weeks. And then, you know, occasionally I'll buy some flowers from a retail florist. And I said, you know, whatever you do, after you get married, you cannot stop giving her flowers. And they always say, well, why is that? And I explained to them, I can think of three people that as soon as they got married, they stopped sending flowers. And they go, well, what happened? I said, they all had really good divorce attorneys. They didn't divorce three times that I know of. So if you're a flower sender, keep sending flowers after you get married. But you're asking, what are we looking for as far as business? We work a lot with corporations. So, the get-wells, the babies, the funerals, things of that nature. A lot of people, if you have a new colleague or new coworker coming, and, you know, just a nice small bouquet is always something appreciated and definitely a surprise to the new hire. So that would be a great suggestion that I'd make it to all the listeners out there.
Absolutely. I also wanted to capitalize the times when flowers have meant the most to my wife is when she knows that an occasion is coming up. And she's like, whatever you do, don't get me flowers. Then I know I have to get her flowers, so I do. Then she's very grateful. She tears up the whole thing because she absolutely demanded I not give her flowers.
Exactly.
I don't know if any of you have duplicitous wives out there. I'm not saying she's duplicitous. Whoa.
Well, that's what you say there. But I'll be sending her flowers to get you out of hot water. You just did.
You bet. So sometimes I'm responding to what they are not saying or really listening to what they really are saying is an important time for you to give flowers. So
very much so.
Do you have just one experience regarding flowers that when you knew, I think I'm going to start this flower shop?
I had owned the shop about 4 months, and I had a couple of employees that chose to seek employment elsewhere on a very short notice, as in, we're leaving, goodbye, and picked up my knife. And about 2 weeks later, I made an arrangement and really used my creativity and really found the creative whatever it is inside of all of us. I found that creativity, and that's really what makes floral design my passion, why I love it so much.
And we're so grateful you did, because it meant thousands of dollars to us directly in our business. So we would encourage anyone to call up Peaches Flowers. What is a phone number that they could get a hold of you if they wanted to?
800-456-0260. And for all the listeners out there, if they'd like to see the impact of flowers starting tomorrow, I'll have the promo code KURT, K-U-R-T. That'll give you $5 off your first order. You can order over the phone or you can order online at pjsflowers.com.
Wonderful. I appreciate that. That's very generous.
No problem.
One of the things I wanted to have you draw is a comparison to, I won't name any competitors out there, but there are some kind of highly advertised, especially during the kind of nationwide flower shops. Let's put it that way. Could you do a quick comparison to the local versus, you know, just what you get from a big national chain versus?
The most important thing is when you buy from a local retail florist, you're supporting the local economy. That's tax dollars in the local economy. So it's so important to support your local, whether it's PJs or any other florist. Keeping the money local is really, really the most important thing I would suggest. And those large national companies that give you 20% off, they don't tell you the fine print that they're usually charging you $14.95 just to send the order back to a real florist here in Arizona to fill the order, or if you order from some other companies, they, when the order says comes with a vase, I want to explain the difference to from there's a difference between comes with a vase and comes in a vase. Coming with a vase is like saying, here's a steak and here's a charcoal grill. You need to fire up the grill and cook it yourself. When you buy flowers from a local florist, it's actually arranged, comes arranged, and the recipient doesn't have to do any work. So it's not build your own flowers. It's not flowers in a box.
So not only do they last longer because they're fresher and have been cared for the entire time, but you also get a lot more flower for your money. That it's more full. It doesn't look like a barbed wire fence got it on its way out there.
Absolutely. If anybody saw those FedEx pictures of the guys throwing the, you know, the flat screen TV over the client's yard, I saw similar photos at Valentine's Day of boxes and boxes on the loading dock and them throwing them as. Pretty sad.
Yeah, definitely so. Whereas the flowers that I get from my wife, from PJ's Flowers, often will last 3 weeks and rather than just a couple days. So big difference there. All right, so let's switch and talk about the social media a little bit. If somebody becomes a friend or a follower on your in Facebook or your LinkedIn, you've recorded several videos answering different questions that you send out. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
With your help, we went in and created a list of, you know, the most commonly asked questions and have answers there available for you. We also created, you know, a list of questions that you should ask that you don't think of. So we did that as we've created those videos as well.
Kind of like what color of roses should be purchased for a campaign manager versus somebody who you care for truly.
Don't send red. That is correct.
All right, great. So I would definitely I encourage you to go find PJ's Flowers on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, where you might find all of those different questions all in a row, getting answers to very simple questions. It could really change your life, definitely. For local businesses in general in the social media, what advice would you give to any local business that says, okay, I want to launch in the social media?
I was so great. I was getting ready to try to steer the conversation this way. Your timing's perfect. Through all of my different Facebook posts and things of that nature, I found out the more, you know, it's an interaction. If you just say, hey, we have great roses, nobody's going to care, nobody's going to share it, nobody's going to like it. But if you say something that makes it more personal, you know, the flowers just arrived for Valentine's Day, the roses are awesome, 8 hours of, you know, cleaning roses and picking thorns out of our hands are on the way, that makes it much more personal. So if you're going to be doing postings for your business, I think the most important piece of advice I have is to really make it a personal interaction. Don't, you know, it shouldn't sound like it came from a computer. It needs to be very heartfelt.
Agreed, especially in the floral business, but I think especially in every business,
any
whether
business.
You're a chiropractor, you're holistic medicine, you're a spa, you have a yogurt shop, whatever it is.
You know, I've oftentimes when I travel and educate on a nationwide basis, I'll, you know, take a picture of the soir from my front yard with the moon behind it, and I'm off to Boise, Idaho to teach. And, you know, that gets a lot of traction. People really like knowing what's going on. I have friends and family. It's like, why do you share those personal things? And I explain that, you know, people really want to know. It makes it much more personal. And this insane society that's so busy with LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and all of that, you know, the more personalized you can make your posts, the more people will pay attention.
Absolutely. Well, I definitely thank you for staying around a little bit longer. Tony has become over the years one of my better friends in life, and I thank him for joining us on the show and being able to impart some of his down-to-earth advice for a local business who wants to get launched in the social media. And again, if you want to go to his website, it would be
pjsflowers.com.
Okay, pjsflowers.com, and we encourage everybody to go and visit, and from there you can actually disperse out to the different links to the social media. So we encourage all of you to do that, and thanks again for joining us on this segment, and we look forward to joining everyone on the other side.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
Have you wanted to use the full power of the social media for your company but aren't sure where to start? The Social Universe is the first place to turn. When you want thousands of views to your YouTube videos, as well as thousands of Facebook fans, LinkedIn contacts, and Twitter followers, the Social Universe builds your brand and gets you found. Increase new customers while creating strong new strategic relationships. Social media has become a multi-billion dollar advertising industry with methods that change daily, making it difficult to find any one particular social media company that does it all. Feel the explosive power of the social universe for your business starting today. Use the two words Voice America as your promo code when you call and receive a free $300 value. We will analyze and provide your online influence score that is backed up by a 10-page report to help you determine your current online presence and a strategy. This score is your secret key to the social universe. To move forward and unlock the mysteries of the social universe, be one of the first 100 callers to 480-296-1776 and receive a free online ad specific to your area inside our partner localblocks.com. Call now, 480-296-1776. Be social, be local, be found. The Appalachian Knowledge Economy is a program that explores community development and civic engagement throughout the Appalachian community. Such advancements as rural broadband deployment, sustainable development, and economic forward thinking has moved this region to the forefront of our country's technology and knowledge base. Listen for the Appalachian Knowledge Economy with host Joan Miner every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.
You're listening to The Social Universe with Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment for Kurt about our program, please send an email to kurt@social-universe.com. That's K-U-R-T at social-universe.com. And now, back to the program.
And welcome back to The Social Universe, where you learn so much about the secrets of the social media and the social universe. I would recommend anybody tuning in who would like to get involved in the social media, whether you are vaguely involved and are just barely getting involved or extremely involved in the social media, the Social Universe is a great place for you. Again, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Planet Beach, in particular, the location on 59th Avenue and the 101 in Glendale. We recommend everyone going to their location and getting a great treatment at the spa. We had many people go up there for Valentine's Day, loved it. It's both for men and women, and they also do tanning there as well. So we recommend everybody going on up there. We have with us Tony from PJ's Flowers, and there's just so much to talk about in the social media that we are going to extend our last segment a little bit further, and talk about some of the things in the social media that have made made it unique for PJ's Flowers. Now, here's my question, Tony. Out of all the different platforms in the social media, which one seems to be the most, what would I term this, the most powerful to you? What is your favorite?
I actually have a couple. Because we're so corporate-focused, we take care of so many corporate clients here in Arizona and across the nation, LinkedIn is a great, great source for that specific part of our that aspect of our business. But just for the average end user, Facebook is definitely, you know, the king of kings, in my opinion. That's where we have the most followers. That's where we have the most fans. And, you know, it's very, very easy for somebody to just like it and, you know, it's forwarded on and, you know, appears on as that they liked it and shows up on their page as well.
Okay, wonderful. In fact, I get this question a lot. If you're okay, if I grab the floor on this just a little bit, is the difference between a Facebook profile and a Facebook fan page? Facebook policy, the Facebook profile is for individuals and the Facebook fan page is where the businesses hang out, and that's a good place to brand. But luckily for all of us, each of us who owns a business, if we're local businesses, are normally owned by somebody who is the figurehead. So whether it's the actual owner or the general manager or whoever is going to be the face, spokesperson, spokesmodel, you know, Danica Patrick, whoever you tend to choose to be your face. We each can create a profile that where there's some personal branding involved with our business. And that's the nice thing about local businesses, is that we can become a face as an individual as well as a logo. So have you done much differentiation between your Facebook profile and your Facebook fan page in that branding?
I have more friends than I have people that like PJ's Flowers. I try to gear my posts that are on the PJ's Flowers fan page a little bit more specifically towards flower facts and things about flowers. And, when I'm out with my granddaughter and, she has macaroni and cheese on her face and is so adorable, for those of you who have kids or grandkids, you'll understand that. Those of you don't, you'll find out someday. That quick picture of, she loves mac and cheese, that's something, obviously you probably wouldn't share it on your fan page unless you were a restaurant, but the restaurant certainly liked it when I mentioned them in the post. I do differentiate slightly, between what's happening on the personal page and the fan page.
Absolutely. And there's also some technical differences that a lot of people are not familiar with. In your Facebook profile, you have a chat function and you also have an inbox. So those are very personal tools that Mark Zuckerberg decided would be great for personal people to use. But those are tools that he has taken away from businesses because he thinks they may abuse them just a little bit, and he's probably right. But if you are there and you have one of the other limitations of the Facebook profile is you can only have 5,000 friends, and then you need to tune in to your fan page. So with those 5,000 friends, that's enough, to say I have 5,000 real friends. So those can be your customers, the people who really matter to you. You can switch them and push them to the Facebook fan page so that eventually you have weeded out, and if you are that lucky to have a great close group of 5,000 friends. But that's where the happy birthdays go. You can chat and invite them down, say, hey, what color did you really, what is best for your Valentine's Day bouquet in that chat function or in the inbox. So those are very powerful tools. Now the power of the Facebook fan page is that you can have 3 million followers. If you happen to be Ashton Kutcher, speaking of Valentine's Day, then you're going to have as many Facebook fans as some small countries. So these are kind of a differentiation inside of Facebook, and that's part of what gives it its great power, is that not only do the businesses have a place to play in the sandbox, but so do the individuals. And if you play both well, then you have what Tony, the advice that Tony gave was keep it very personal, keep it very genuine. And I think you have that ability to do that if you understand the difference.
And I'd like to jump in at this point because so many people, you know, are new to social media or don't really understand it. And as I said, you know, I do travel and educate and, you know, do programs for state conventions and things of that nature across the country. And this comes up a lot. And people say, you know, how do you have time to actually do all of this? And there are a lot of great companies out there that develop software specifically to post things for you. TweetDeck is one, which I use. I also use Hootsuite, and it allows you to sit at your computer on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon and actually schedule the posts. And you can, you know, at 8:15 on Monday morning, we're going to say, hey, it's going to be a great week. We have this flower coming in, and you can put, you know, you can choose if you want to post it just to Facebook, or you can post it to Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, etc. And by using those tools, it allows you to really plan your week. I certainly wasn't on the 14th of February when we had, you know, 60 people walk in the flower shop. I certainly wasn't
tweeting.
I wasn't tweeting or on Facebook. But you know, you can actually go in and plan your week just like you would everything else and do all of that. And it takes 15, 20 minutes out of your week. And then all of those posts just come in, on a time basis. And that's really, it's super simple to set up. And I'd encourage all the listeners to really look into that as a time management tool.
Absolutely. The other thing that if you are going to schedule it, the two highest traffic times in the social media 7 days a week are 10 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's strange that it applies on Saturday and Sunday as well. It just applies for different reasons. That 10 o'clock is when people are getting up and finally getting around and about. 3 o'clock in the afternoon is after they've gone shopping or coming to retreat in from the sun. So 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock, 7 days a week, good times to send out your main messages throughout each week. So great wisdom, thank you, that Tony has imparted with us today. And again, we want to thank him for joining us. We have our next guest after the break that will be talking with us about an organization that I think Tony is involved in, which is Trade.
Yes.
If any of you are wondering what Trade is, we're going to talk about that in just a moment with the Value Card Alliance. And again, we want to thank Tony for coming from PJ's Flowers. And go and visit pjsflowers.com.
Thanks for having me, Kurt.
You're very welcome.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Have you wanted to use the full power of the social media for your company but aren't sure where to start? The Social Universe is the first place to turn. When you want thousands of views to your YouTube videos, as well as thousands of Facebook fans, LinkedIn contacts, and Twitter followers, the Social Universe builds your brand and gets you found. Increase new customers while creating strong new strategic relationships. Social media has become a multi-billion dollar advertising industry with methods that change daily, making it difficult to find any one particular social media company that does it all. Feel the explosive power of the social universe for your business starting today. Use the two words Voice America as your promo code when you call and receive a free $300 value. We will analyze and provide your online influence score that is backed up by a 10-page report to help you determine your current online presence and a strategy. This score is your secret key to the social universe. To move forward and unlock the mysteries of the social universe, be one of the first 100 callers to 480-296-1776 and receive a free online ad specific to your area inside our partner localblocks.com. Call now, 480-296-1776. Be social, be local, be found.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to The Social Universe with Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment for Kurt about our program, please send an email to kurt@social-universe.com. That's K-U-R-T at social-universe.com. And now back to the program.
Welcome back to the social universe, where you find the secrets of the social media through the social universe. And if you are a beginner or if you are advanced in the social media, you're always going to find something worthwhile and valuable with us. And again, we want to thank our sponsor, Planet Beach on 59th Avenue and the 101 in Glendale, for sponsoring the show and making the show available to all of our listeners. And we also want to welcome Craig Cattell, who is with us from Value Card Alliance, who probably the best way to explain the Value Card Alliance is it's a trade and barter organization that acts as a bank and a great networking organization at the same time. He would probably explain it a little bit different, but Craig, introduce the Value Card Alliance to us and tell us a little bit about what you guys do for your clientele.
Thank you very much, Kurt. That's exactly correct. Value Card Alliance is a business-to-business trade or barter group. And, you know, my position with the company is a business developer. So I meet with small, medium, large organizations. I sit down with them, discuss where there's areas of opportunity, where they have excess time, inventory, product, or service, where I could leverage that to get what they need by trading their product or service for advertising, pretty much whatever they're looking for. We currently have about 1,700 business owners who are a member of our network here locally and 42,000 nationwide that we trade or barter with.
Let's since some of our members may be anywhere in the United States and all over the world for that matter, there's 42,000 trade members that they can get involved with. And so let's say, for example, that if I'm in the Value Card Alliance and somebody wants to purchase social media in exchange for their trade, how would that work? Would they need to join their local trade organization and then go through a mother organization to do the barter exchange?
There's a lot of areas of opportunity they could do that. Obviously, I would suggest them to call Value Card Alliance, the 602-308-0385, or go to our website, www.valuecardalliance.com. At that point, they could speak to one of our brokers, and they would direct them to a correct department who could answer all their questions and kind of go through the membership application process.
Now, you have locations also in Texas, am I correct?
That is correct.
Is it in all three of the major cities, or is it just in Austin? Are you familiar?
I'm not familiar.
Okay. All right, not a problem. I have done my homework, have I not?
Yeah.
Okay. So, so if you are in Texas, definitely call that number and put in a direct application. If you are in Alaska or you're in Maine or an organization, still call that number and see if maybe you might be interested in starting a branch of Value Card Alliance. But your other option would be to call that number and determine what organizations across the United States are inside of their mother group. And then that way, because I know that I have had people purchase from Atlanta and other places around the country who are inside of a barter group, but then they are able to do that exchange. So barter is actually a nationwide experience, but you would definitely want to have a local experience as well, because it's hard to ship yogurt.
Yeah, that is correct.
You know, yeah. Restaurants. It's hard to have those kinds of very local experiences. But there's a reason to be in a local barter organization and then be able to go into the mother organization to get things that might be what we would call either dry goods or services. Mm-hmm. Whether that be let's say Clear Channel. For example, you want to do some, heaven forbid that I mention our competitor on the radio, but if you wanted to run some commercials through them, Voice America is also a member of trade as well. So if you wanted to run some commercials on trade through the Value Card Alliance with Voice America, you are welcome to do that. So another reason to call that number. Now, when would one of our listeners know I am a great candidate for trade if I'm a local business?
Well, I pretty much think any business that has their widget or service that they have a margin on, number one. Number two, they have things that they're currently spending cash on or things that they would like to spend cash that maybe don't have the budget. They could leverage their product or service to get what they need. Again, it's based on having a margin, excess time, inventory, product, services. The people who are not a candidate are people who do not have a margin, people who their restaurant, their tables are full 7 days a week, the dentist or doctor that their calendar is full 7 days a week, those would be not good candidates. But if you are in need of new clients, you have a margin in the product or service you provide, and you can take on new clients or patients, you're definitely a candidate for Value Card Alliance.
Which is probably about 90% of the people out there.
I would think so.
Okay. All right, wonderful. So now, from the standpoint of when you get into barter, and you do have a high-margin product that you may have a lot of, that is whether it's a warehouse full of things that you that are great products, but they just don't happen to be selling at the moment, so you would like to liquidate those and get new customers, whatever that case might be. What percentage of trade should they have? So let's say that they have $100,000 a month gross revenue. Mm-hmm. How much of that budget should they put into trade?
You know, I was speaking with Brian, who's been doing this for quite a long time, and I think based on the numbers that he was just top of mind was 3-5%. Okay. So Value Card Alliance, based on past experience, in average, every business model is different, but on average about 3-5% of their annual or monthly revenue should be based on barter.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
And I think that's inside of the business. Now, you may want that to go a little bit higher if you have a lot of things that, if you're okay with me saying this, is that what might be good is to sit down with a Value Card Alliance consultant and to have them go down through your entire budget. Mm-hmm. And if you are replacing a cash budget line item,
right,
that you're normally paying every month in cash, you know, if you could figure out how to have 20% of your line items replaced in trade, now you're not hurting yourself. I think the 3-5% rule is coming from is if you're adding that in, because you don't want to get upside down having so much trade that you're not, because trade is taxable, by
yep.
the way. The IRS recognizes it as a legal tender in every sense of the word, which means that they also tax it. You can write off expenses against it. And I'm not claiming to be a tax attorney or accountant, but I just know that that's the standard knowledge out there.
Absolutely.
I think that 3-5% is a good general rule, but it can be more than that.
Absolutely,
if you're wise about how you go about it.
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I've met with business owners that restaurants in particular are a very good example where they're paying anywhere between $500 to $800 a month in janitorial, and if I could make that bill go away by, you know, working with our client who does their cleaning products on trade, mm-hmm. and just, you know, use their food to pay for that, it's a beautiful situation. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. What have been some of your favorite clients? I know that you've brought on a few people lately, that a few different businesses lately that I've gone to and have been grateful you did. But what have been some of the favorite ones that you've brought on that you would like to get more of inside of the trade organization?
You know, advertisers are always a perfect fit for us, and there's a lot of demand for, as well as everything in the medical field. Bicycle companies, there seems to be a high demand for.
Is that repair or sales, and bicycle sales?
Bicycle sales.
Okay.
Yeah. As well as there's never enough of the landscapers, the pool cleaners, the pest control. You know, the day-to-day spendings are very, very important. Dry cleaners. You know, just think of yourself. Where do you spend your cash every day, whether it be personal expenses or business expenses? And that's where our clients are emailing us and have a high demand for. And to make it more convenient for them, you know, my job has been to grow the various, get those clients in every city.
I definitely love my two favorite things are going to be a little bit off the wall. I love my dry cleaner, mm-hmm. and I love my tailor. I don't know why it was such a hard thing to get a tailor on, but I have absolutely loved working with my tailor, so just being able to have tailored clothing has been something that you know, you would read in the books, you know, he was suave and wore tailored clothing. I didn't know what that meant until, you know, we were able to get going on that. So it's kind of a nice experience. So everybody's going to have their favorite thing that they go after. A lot of people love the restaurants, definitely.
Definitely never enough restaurants. In fact, I was meeting with Tortilla Flats today.
Oh, nice.
And they came aboard just today.
Then we're going to have to go.
Mm-hmm. Make a trip to Canyon Lake.
Okay, absolutely. So definitely are always excited when new people come on board. But you can buy clothing on trade, whether it's casual clothing or you can rent tuxedos, you can rent limousines. And these are not only ways that you can spend your money, but if you happen to be one of these businesses, you would be a great idea to get a hold of Value Card Alliance so that you can join the trade organization and sell your services as well. Now, what made you get into trade yourself?
Oh, wow. I ran into one of the owners, Christy Acevedo, up north shopping. And I have a relationship with her working at about a decade ago. She was our corporate sales or district manager for a company I'd worked for. She worked above me, and she sat me down and discussed it with me. And I have a passion of course, working, doing face-to-face sales and working with business owners and having a background or working in the consulting industry. I really have an appreciation of meeting with business owners and showing them how they could leverage, you know, what their passion is, and whatever product or service they sell, we could still use that to help them grow and decrease their overhead costs. So, it's been very exciting meeting with everything from a manufacturer, distributor, all the way down to a home-based business. I love networking, meeting with people, and leveraging social media to grow my business, like Facebook. Facebook has been wonderful to me with my network of following of people, just letting them know I'm trading and helping people lower their overhead costs and grow their business, leveraging their product or service.
Absolutely. I was just reading an article about Greece, and if you haven't been following the Greece and what it's doing to the world economy, The quick 30-second rundown is that they are very near, if I haven't already, claimed bankruptcy. They're trying to not exactly have all the effects of that happen, but the effects on the euro are then having effects on the dollar, which are having effects on everything globally. So there's a lot of scare regarding what's going on with Greece right now. But I was reading an article about the life in Greece right now, and one of the biggest things that is happening as a lifestyle change inside of Greece is they're starting to barter.
Wow.
So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah, because things aren't moving in the standard way. And so if one business owner can just get with another business owner and say, okay, well, I have enough eggs now. Let's get there four other business owners. And so we have eggs and milk, and now we have some petrol for the car. and that's what they, in Europe, they call it petrol as opposed to gasoline.
How funny how during all these hard times that we go back to the basics. I think that's where this all began, right, with the, like as you mentioned, the two farmers treating the chicken for the pig.
Yeah.
And when times get tough, people get together, a community of business owners, and that's exactly what this is business owners are scratching each other's back and seeing how they can make it work during these tough times.
Absolutely. Now, I don't want to leave the thought with everybody that this is the old archaic caveman way of just exchanging rocks for sticks.
No.
What this actually, and this is the thought that I want to leave here at the end of the show for Value Card Alliance, is that when you get above four or five people trading, you really need to turn it back into currency.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is an actual currency that is kept track of by an actual bank that's an electronic system. So it's a series of credits just like you have at your bank, and it's also a physical scrip or dollars, that's based on the dollar or in other countries, whatever it may be. So what this allows us to do is to now buy eggs, have currency, and then go over and buy the milk. And again, in most countries, it still is a taxable event. I don't know of any countries that's not a taxable event.
Yeah.
But it is something now that gets the local economy going. It keeps local businesses loyal to each other. Again, thanks for joining us on the Social Universe, and we look forward to all of you joining us next week at 3 o'clock. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's edition of the Social Universe. Please join your host, Kurt Wilhelm, again next Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Now go out and increase your visibility by applying today's newly revealed secrets of the social universe. We'll talk soon.